Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
All right, we get to Kenny's Super Bowl guide menu. We also got Amon-Ra St. Brown on Myles Garrett, and I think the living embodiment of Satan in sports. We'll discuss. But you, I'm walking into some form of rake because Rico never does anything that is genuine when he's like, "Hey, I've got a question for you." So go ahead,
Mike. I do have a question.
Have
for
at
you.
It. Let's hear it.
Are you and Big G gonna have fun on? No, I'm kidding. So, Mike, tonight we find out something that I've been wondering for about a year now, if it's going to happen. And I want to know what your genuine reaction will be. But Eli Manning could become a first ballot Hall of Famer. We are going to find out tonight. This time tomorrow, we'll know if Eli Manning, winner of 2 Super Bowls, will be in Canton this upcoming summer.
No. He shouldn't even be in Canton ever.
So he, in your world, he is never a Hall of Famer.
No. Where do you want me to begin with this? This is easy.
There's a chance he could be a first ballot.
But see, that would have everything to do with his name. I don't validate such things. Okay, case in point. Do you know what Eli's career record is? 117 and 117. How about this
losing?
One? Okay. He played 236 games in his career. He threw 244 interceptions. I mean, here, let me pull this up. So, Eli Manning.
But you know what they're going to say. He's got 2 of.
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, it's funny. So, he has 2 Super Bowls. That's 2 more seasons than he ever had with less than 13 interceptions. Eli had 3 20 or more interception seasons. 20, 25, 27. His average interceptions per season, he averaged about 15 interceptions a year. Woefully immobile, barely completed 60% of his passes. No. Go look at the quarterbacks that are in the Hall of Fame. If Eli Manning makes it as a first ballot Hall of Famer, that's a disgrace. Now, he can get in eventually, but he is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's insane.
We talk about Taylor Swift and the button as she pushes, right? For the referees.
Yeah.
Here's a little thing. Bear with me, because you're into the conspiracies lately, and I'm so proud of you. Are we living a conspiracy and we don't realize it? Who has been all over television for the last year?
Eli?
Yeah. Who's in the kick of destiny? Who's got the commercials all around? Who does them half of the Manning cast? Eli's been everywhere. Eli is likable. Eli makes fun commercials.
The guy played 15 years. Do you realize in 13 of the 15 seasons, he did not win a single playoff game? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No.
By the way.
No, but he didn't, Mike, but then you're leaving out the most important part. What happened in the other 2 seasons?
He had a Super Bowl.
Right.
But here's what I would argue. Do you know? Pull up the 2 Super Bowls. Pull up 07, pull up 2011. 2011? You won the game, what was it, 17-14?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2007, David Tyree's helmet and the bubble gum that was stuck on it won the game. And your defense, not you. I'm sorry.
Right.
Look, if you want to say Eli was great at Green Bay twice, you want to tell me he got hot in the playoffs, I'll live with all of that. But if you want to make the National Football League Hall of Fame and you want to share space with the Montanas and the Elways of the world, come on, dude. He can't shine their shoes. And I know this isn't an episode of the Sports Reporters, but you ask me the question, I'll argue with you for 7 or 8 minutes. A 500 career record,
mm-hmm.
a guy who barely completed 60% of his passes,
but
a guy that didn't win a playoff game in 13 out of 15 years, a guy who could not and would not stop turning the ball over, mm-hmm. including more interceptions than games played,
mm-hmm.
Rico Beard.
Mike, but the two times he won the Super Bowl, who did he beat?
Tom Brady.
Who's the GOAT?
I've heard.
He's the best player of all time.
Look,
we talk about Mahomes, like, man, but the Chiefs have Mahomes, so probably not going to win. Not Tom Brady, like at the end of his career, like Peyton Manning was with the Broncos. Tom Brady in the heyday, Eli, two times beat him. I think he's in. I was just wondering, like, are you going to be happy about that?
No,
are you
first
gonna be
of all,
angry?
I don't care. I've given up because.
Are you taking a day off to go drive to Canton for the ceremony?
Bad guys win in sports all the time. It's no different than Jimmy Butler. Now, Eli might be a nice person, but he doesn't deserve to be there. But people who don't deserve things get them all the time. He might get in. I don't believe he deserves it. And I think I've provided you a merit-based case.
You have. But when you really look at it, I've seen Eli on TV so many times this past year. Now, I don't know how the voting goes, but man, he has become so likable in everything that you see that I wonder if he gets some of those, you know, I kind of like him. Let's go ahead and give him a vote.
Do you know how many times he actually won 10 or more games?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm going to say 3 times?
5.
Okay.
Okay. In a 15-year span. Are you kidding me?
But he took down Superman.
Okay.
No, I did what I did. No. Had he beat
Kenny,
some
do you know who
team,
Eli Manning is, or is this too early for you? I know some of this happened before 2020.
Again. Stray number 3 of the day. Yes. Well,
have I at least made a merit? He asked me the question. Have I made a merit-based argument as to why he shouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
You have made a merit-based argument. I think a lot of Detroiters, including myself, might disagree, considering the Super Bowl, the lack of Super Bowls we have in the
Yeah, town. But you're a loser, so it's like a loser perspective.
Right. Well, I mean, but you know
I'm
what
I'm saying?
I mean?
You've never won a Super Bowl, no. So what? Some guy wins. Well, you want to put Trent Dilfer in too while you're at it?
But imagine if all of a sudden Jared Goff beat Patrick Mahomes, not once, but twice, but never won another playoff game.
He would be a Hall of Famer.
Who you beat, it's his resume that matters.
One more time, Snoop.
That was AI, David. Sorry.
It doesn't matter who you beat. It's his resume that matters.
Thank you. Part of the resume.
David's voice has left him today, so all we have is him typing into a phone.
And part of the resume, Snoop, is Tom Brady.
Can we just agree that I'll lay down my sword and say, fine, eventually he gets in, mm-hmm. and maybe they'll make his bust with him mouth breathing, with that stupid look on his face. That should be his bust. But I'm just offering you this, okay? He shouldn't be a first ballot. Okay. First ballot Hall of Famer is reserved for the best of the best. Eli, in no point in time in his career, was the number one quarterback in football. Here's my argument. Eli, at no point in time in any of his 15 years, was a top five quarterback in football. How can you ask me to put him in the Hall of Fame as a first ballot offer?
Let me help you out with this,
Mike. Can't do it.
No. Let me help you out with this.
More AI David.
Here's how you're correct, okay? He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Thank you, and guess what? This is important.
Okay.
Mike Stone has chimed in. Quote, this would be the singular worst Hall of Fame selection ever. Close quote. Michael Stone.
I don't see him outside. Where is he? Stoney, come on in the studio.
No. So
at this rate, he's going to fill in for
David.
Here's
my point. We make fun of Stoney for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But Stoney's sports knowledge, second to none. He agrees with me.
Let me, here, I'm going to help you out.
Okay, and then we'll move on.
I'm going to land the plane for you, as you like to say.
Okay.
Here's why Eli shouldn't be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I just like having fun because I know.
Mouth breather.
No.
Dull look on face.
The reason why you're not a first ballot Hall of Famer is because we spent the last 10 minutes debating whether you should be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yes!
As I said, I'm going to land the plane for
you.
I
appreciate that. And look.
First ballot Hall of Famers, you sit there and say, Mike, Ray Lewis, in?
In.
Okay. Joe Montana, in?
In.
All right. Jerry Rice, in?
Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady,
right.
In. If you got to debate it, they should not have the award, the
yes.
honor. Now, if you want me to lay down my sword and say eventually he'll get in for pity purposes, like, oh, there's Peyton's garbage little brother, fine. Fine. But ain't no way. If he gets in first ballot, that's an embarrassment yes. to the Hall of Fame.
I'm with you. First ballot means that there is no if you have to make an argument for it, you're not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Plain and simple. It's why I got upset with the one person who left Ichiro off. Like,
that was
really?
Ridiculous. He should have been unanimous. Ichiro was wonderful.
Like, what did Jeter and Ichiro and Greg Mack, like, people like that, like, what did they do that you decided, nah?
Well, Jeter, it may have been a gift basket issue. That guy in his prime was a real swordsman.
Like, honey, what is that? What did you just walk in the house with? Nothing.
Okay.
Jeter!
Did it again. 248-539-9797. Kenny, get the hot dog roller ready. We'll be rocking and rolling next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.